Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
There is fear throughout the great cities of the known Reba. The Dark Ones have been invited to the planet of Reba. The populace doesn't understand how the enemies who have brought so much destruction could be welcomed now. The people feel betrayed and helpless. The armed forces are being used against the people. The ones who rebel are quickly put down. And now, more and more, the Dark Ones are helping to put down the people. The first great general has ordered it. The Summoner finds himself aboard the sentient ship Badana. Along with him is his fellow warrior Michael and also Kelly. There are also a number of robots and holograms that the Summoner is not familiar with. The Summoner is resting while he listens to Kelly and Michael catch up. Kelly is telling him about all that she has been through and how she was rescued by Badana. All seems kind of peaceful, even with all the chaos that is occurring around the ship. But that cannot stand in such a place as this. Alerts on Badana go off as she immediately starts to speak. We are being attacked. Dark horsemen are coming up from the surface of the planet.
Do we have any defenses?
Let me handle this,
says Taylor.
Taylor is a hologram of a military man that was killed on the planet where Kelly was rescued from. But he seems to think that he is real and that he is in charge of the ship. Badana obliges him. She is naturally subservient to the life forms aboard her.
Do we have anything that can fight against these monsters?
Of course. I have weapons that can overwhelm them psychically. But I would suggest that we just hide.
Hide?
I can make it so that they do not see me. Their numbers are quite large here. If I fight, then I may be overwhelmed.
Then we shall hide.
The ship simply disappears to the hordes of the horsemen. We've got to rescue the others that came with us, says Michael.
Where are they located?
Asks Captain Taylor. I don't know. I can locate them. Their psychic imprint stands out in the darkness. This ship is amazing. I wish we had one like it in my reality.
Yes, and she knows how to close the rift. She can fire a weapon that is equivalent to a biogenetic temple bomb. Are the calculations complete?
Yes, but the fabrication of the bomb is not quite. There are still some pieces of the fabrication of the bomb that are unknown to me. Even though my computing power is not as great as yours, I believe that I can provide the information that you need, says Crone 8. Then I will go bring our friends here while you complete the bomb. You're going to need help, so I will go with you, says the summoner. I welcome the company. I will mask you also, so that you will not be seen by the darkness. In an alternative reality, Barrier awakens on an experimental ship that is headed for a very important battle. The situation is becoming too familiar to Barrier. A warrior that doesn't exist watches the whole thing. Eleni is her name. The battle is one that Eleni knows that Barrier must go to for there to be a chance for things to turn out well. But there looks like there is going to be another problem. The ship is diverting because it has received a distress call. There are a convoy of ships that are being attacked by the darkness. The convoy is also on the way to the battle. Eleni is refocused on the situation at hand when she feels the ship shake. It has fired its massive gun, the Desi gun. The shot cuts a swath through the enemy ships. Unfortunately, that focuses the remaining ships on her. The remaining dark horses swarm towards the experimental ship. Again, the ship does not have the power to fire the gun. As the dark ones swarm, she even has less power. In a short time, the dark ones have boarded the ship. All seems hopeless, but this ship is special. It has a few handheld Desi guns on it. Maybe she came to Carol's group because of the work on the Desi guns. Barrier doesn't really care to speculate. He is a warrior. He wants to fight. He goes to the door of his room and sees three soldiers run by. He runs after them, calling out that he wants to help. They look at each other, and then they toss him a gun. They run together towards a room with a doorway machine.
We have to defend the ship!
Our mission is to get to the Baldur ship. The last of the great generals of the Non Riva is there. The mission has barely begun, and it looks like it is over. Dark ones swarm from in front of them, blocking passage to the way to the doorway machine. Only one of the soldiers has a Desi gun. He fires. He blows a pathway through the center of the darkness. But there is no way the soldiers will make it through before the path collapses. But then, Barrier shines. He is amazed that he is able to make such a long corridor of light. He feels such more powerful than he was. They are going to make it to the doorway machine. The second soldier has a remote control device that immediately powers on the doorway machine.
How does it still have power?
The whole ship has many experimental devices. But believe me, this will not last long. There are no real solutions against the darkness.
There is only darkness on the other side of the door.
Well, into the abyss. The four pass through the door. As they pass through, they are immediately encased in a small four-man transport vessel.
What is this? I've never seen anything like this. The Non Riva are advanced, but this is amazing.
We now have two ways back. Barrier just looks amazed. As I said, our ship is special. It is a gathering of many experiments. It was the ship Dr. Vlad put together. With no more Vlad, it is still a symbol of hope. The little ship comes out of the doorway and into the hangar bay of their destination. Eleni feels so worried as she watches. Then something unexplainable happens. She feels an extremely odd sensation rush over her. The darkness is illuminated as Barrier glows. The soldier looks at Barrier and says, "Head to Section E4. That is where the distress signal came from.
I can feel the darkness on this ship.
How?
I can feel my light being suffocated.
Look over there. It is a group of the great generals. We made it. Two of the soldiers go to greet them. As they get close, they see the red eyes of the generals. They have been possessed. The two soldiers sacrifice themselves so that the final soldier and barrier can run. We are too late. Back to the ship.
The hangar's the other way.
No, we don't need the little ship. I will just use the remote control to open the doorway back. Barrier catches a flicker of light out of the corner of his eye. It shouldn't be there. He stops and points to it. They both run past a large portal on the ship as they head for the light. They fall to the floor as the ship shakes. More light catches their eyes, but this time it is from the portal. They look out in horror to see the ship, the experimental ship, exploding. The soldier drops to his knees, crying. The ship was deeply meaningful to him. Barry tries to get him up. He is so focused that he has not realized that the first light he saw has moved to him. Startled, he turns to see two men. One is glowing. It is a warrior, and beside him is a general. It is the first great general of the known Reba. The soldier immediately stands at attention. Then they realize that the Dark Ones are coming from all sides. Barrier shines. The ugly faces of the shadows press against the light that he has engulfed his group in. The warrior that is there is unfazed by the situation. He stands glassy-eyed, staring. The first great general notices that Barrier and the soldier keep glancing at the motionless warrior.
Stop looking at him. He is okay. He is just pushing his mind out to the battle that we did not make it to. He wanted to be there, and is. He is touching every mind there. Distance is not a problem for him. But this is a problem. Let's worry about our problem.
The soldier pulls out the remote control, and a doorway opens.
The doorway on the experimental ship must have been destroyed. So how is this working?
The soldier smiles and says, there is a doorway machine on this ship. The remote is an experiment. It's a universal remote. A doorway opens, and the four end up on a tiny four-man ship. Then another doorway appears in the hangar. The ship flies through it and exits in the skies over the battle that they were trying to make it to. It is just as Eleni had seen. Unfortunately for them, they did not check the ship. On board is a Dark One, a dark mist in the shadows. Indirectly, Barrier is the first to notice.
Are the readings showing a power loss? Or am I misinterpreting?
The soldier looks as the mist makes its move. It enters the body of the Shining Warrior. The warrior's name is Kelvar. His power is similar of Kelvar from the summoner's reality, but his mind does not draw your mind into his. His goes into yours. At this battle, the Kelvar from the summoner's reality happens to be showing this battle using his powers. Their minds touch. When the Dark One comes in, the unexpected happens. In the summoner's reality, Kelvar, Arrow, and Glass fall with their eyes whited out. We know where that story leads, but now there's a difference. Barrier is here. History is instantaneously rewritten. Kelvar reaches out and grabs the first great general. Barrier reacts. He strikes out with his fists covered with light. The blows do not hit the warrior, but they do hit the Dark One inside and knock him out of the warrior. The Dark One is shocked and flees out of the ship. Kelvar begins to recover. As he recovers, the other Kelvar, Errol, and Glass also recover. Because they recover faster, they are there to lead the fight that is now going on in the Summoner's Reality. Back in the Summoner's Reality on the planet Reba, the situation is dire. The First Great General's ship has been invaded by the Dark Ones. They have boarded without a fight. They are allowed by the First Great General. They have now possessed all that are on the ship, except for the imprisoned ones on the ship. But they are next. Right now, the general is fighting against the only ones that would dare oppose him. He has most of the military standing down, allowing more and more of the darkness to come into their solar system. From this solar system shall this whole reality fall. The known Reba have little hope. They are not even fighting. What hope is there for this reality? It shall fall just like the reality of Michael did. But now, with the change in the history, all the warriors of Artonia have gathered and boarded the ship of the First Great General. They have opened doorways and have come through in a massive army. They realize that they must stop the infiltration here. There will be a great battle here that will reverse everything. This shall be a battle of light and darkness. Next time, Before the Abyss.